Ramble.
This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
Start out the episode with a little bit of sound. That's the sound of Cinnabon Keurig cup, K-cup. Hope you guys are annoyed with me. Hi, welcome back to Stupid Genius. I'm Emma Chamberlain. This is Stupid Genius, the podcast where I'm done. That's enough of an intro for me today. So, I hope you guys are all having a great day. A great Thursday. Instead, you know how they say like Friday? Well, I say Thursday. So, anyways, hope you guys are having a great Thursday. Today we're talking about penguins. I'm so excited because I think penguins are so cute. And we're talking about why they have wings. Because if you think about it, why do they have wings? Because they don't fly. So what the fuck is the point, in my opinion? I mean, I've seen them like kind of jump and shit, but like the wings never work. Like they don't work. So I have like a few guesses and I'm really excited about it. Like I'm like, I don't even want to like talk about me right now, which I normally do. It's like rare that I don't want to talk about me, but like I have really good guesses for this, so I kind of just want to get into it. Sorry. Oh my God, let's get science-y so quick today. Actually, I want to talk about penguins first because they used to be like my favorite exhibit at the zoo. And I mean, now I know that like zoos are supposedly fucked up, or are they? I don't know. Are zoos like a good thing or bad?
It's like debated.
Okay.
So like they do stuff to help out animals at zoos, but also like you're keeping them in a confined space, right, which kind of sucks. So it's right, like, it just depends.
It's kind of a lose-lose.
Yeah.
So now I feel bad saying I used to go to the zoo. Sorry guys, I didn't know any better. I was fucking 7, so whatever. But I used to love go seeing the penguins because they would slide on their belly, and it reminded me of like when they would slide on their belly, it would remind me of like when I would go down slip and slides at summer camp on my stomach. So I just felt like this like deeper connection to them because of that. I understood that sensation of like sliding on your belly and that being like so fun. So I just felt like me and penguins had a lot alike at that time. I'm also really hungry. Ooh, what am I gonna eat? I just went grocery shopping. And some TikTokers filmed me when I was grocery shopping and made a TikTok and then posted it. So I'm never going grocery shopping again. We'll talk about that at the end of the episode. So anyways, I can't go out to eat. I went grocery shopping. It fucking obviously backfired. And so I can't Postmate right now because I have good groceries. Emma, you have ripe avocados. Take advantage of that. You know what I mean? Okay. Anyway, let's talk about penguins. First, the Oh my God, the word of the day today is unibrow.
No, I accidentally, I forgot to update the rundown.
Oh my God.
So it's not, that's left over from the eyebrow.
I was like, wait, why is the word of the day unibrow?
No, I knew you were going to say that too. No, that was my bad. I put the wrong thing down.
I was like, did Hannah's have unibrows and I just didn't know?
No, the word of the day is waddle.
Okay, oh yeah.
But a waddle is a large group of penguins on land. Did you know that?
Oh.
It's not just that they waddle, it's that, like, it's actually, like,
that's the name of their squad?
Yeah, and a large group of penguins in water is called a raft.
Oh, what the fuck? Weird.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Well, now you know.
Okay.
That's the whole point. That's what we do here. We educate.
We're learning. We are learning. Okay, well, that's random, but let's just get straight into the guesses, then. I have nothing to say about that except for that. Like, the English language really be weird sometimes, huh? Like, why, like, are they, like, a whole group, it's called a waddle. That's, like, kind of funny because, like, me and my two friends that I have, like, that's it. I only have two. We have a group chat name, and I can't say it because it's, like, private. Like, that's, like, not, like, that's, like, a secret. Like, you think that I'm going to, like, expose myself like that? I mean, it's kind of embarrassing, too. Like, our group chat name is embarrassing. So my friend Olivia and Amanda, and we, it's actually really long, too. It's, like, super long, and we, like, added to it a few times. It's not even bad. It's just embarrassing, so I'm not going to say it. I've had, like, group chat names throughout my past. Anyway, my point with this is, like, if all the Penguin Squad had a group chat, it would be, like, Waddle Gang, like, group chat. That would be their group chat name. Or, like, yo, like, my Waddle. Like, that would be the group chat name.
Like, Squad?
Like, Squaddle. Stop. I regret saying it. Do I? Kind of proud of it. Yeah, I had, like, this is so bad, my high school group chat name was MILFs. I'm not going to go into it, but that was that. And we called ourselves MILFs. So
you can't say why?
Well, I can, because one time we all did a thing where so basically in high school we had to get service hours. Like, for community service, we had to have, like, 100 by the end of the year or something. Or by the end of senior year. So we had 4 years to do, like, 100 hours of service hours. And so we all did one where we worked at a daycare for, like, something, whatever. For, like, a church or something, I don't remember. And so we all, like, took care of these babies together. And we were all, like, we're kind of MILFs, low-key. Not to mention we were all prepubescent freshman year kids. So, like, I don't know what we were thinking with the MILFs, but, you know. But, yeah, so we were MILFs. And then, like, we would, like, I think we made shirts once that said MILFs on it and, like, wore them to school. I feel like that happened, unless it didn't. So, anyways, yeah, so that was the point of this is if the Penguins had a group chat, it would be called, it'd be called the Squaddle, you know? So,
by the way, do you know where the term MILF originated?
No.
Do you know where that came from?
No.
Have you ever seen the movie American Pie?
No, I don't watch movies.
Oh, that's right. You said that.
Yeah, I just don't. But no, so that's where it came from?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, I say it. I mean, that was my, like, probably number two most used word in high school.
Mm. That's where it comes from.
Oh my God.
But that movie is from, I think, years before you were born.
Yeah, I don't watch movies anyways. I've seen Napoleon Dynamite and Coraline and The Shining and 40-Year-Old Virgin. That's one I watched recently. Mm. And that one was funny. I also just love Steve Carell. Oh, I've seen every Timothée Chalamet movie, obviously. Although my crush on him kind of, like, I'm just going to, like, let him be with Lily Rose Depp. Like, I'm just kind of, like, letting that go and, like, kind of just being my own woman and trying to live in the moment. You know what I mean? I'm trying to, like, live in the moment and, like, focus on, like, real human beings rather than, like, somebody that I don't know, you know.
Good for you.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that's way healthier.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, okay, he was my celebrity crush, but now I don't have one anymore. So if anybody wants to, I don't need one. Because that's just upsetting. Like, do you understand how much pain I was in for months, like, having this celebrity crush on Timothée Chalamet, being so in love with him and being like, nothing is going to come of that. And then honestly, like, God bless his relationship, because that kind of made me give up, which made me focus on my own life.
You guys do kind of look alike,
though. I know.
It's weird.
Low-key.
Yeah.
He's like the, like, prettier boy version of me. So even though, see, now it's so much better, though, now, because if I were to, like, meet him now, I would be like, yo, what up? I wouldn't care. Whereas, like, a month ago, I would have shat myself. Like, shat myself. But now it's, like, weird. I'm over it. It's weird how that happens. Like, I used to be obsessed with why we haven't even, I've almost started talking about the topic that we're talking about today. And then I've just gone off on like seven tangents. Like, I, well, at the end of this episode, remind me to talk about what happened to me in Whole Foods. And then also like all my different like celebrity crushes through the ages. Cause I think that's like a fun one to talk about.
So. All right, I'll remind you.
Remind me.
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's get into the three guesses. Why do penguins have wings?
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? To be honest, my social battery is horrible right now. I am running on empty. I want to be alone for a whole week straight and see no one and talk to no one. I think I've overbooked myself a little bit, and so I'm feeling very drained. And hey, maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more time alone. Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, because a full battery is the key to a full life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/anything today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/anything. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today. Number one, here's my first guess. My first guess is that they used to be, okay, so basically it's almost like an appendix. Like, we don't use an appendix anymore. So like humans don't, but we used to need an appendix, but now we don't need it anymore. That's kind of how I feel like it is with penguins. They used to need wings for flying, but then as like they've evolved, they don't need the wings anymore. So they're just kind of there. And they don't really have a function. They're just kind of there, like, to just, because they used to be there for swimming and now they're just limp and they don't really do anything. How's that?
Correct-ish.
Okay.
They do still serve a function.
Okay. Well, now guess number two. Let me guess their function.
Okay.
I'm getting so fast at this podcast.
I know.
We're going to need, well, it's fine because I prefer talking about me anyways. So, like, it's fine. Cool. And I have enough stories, I feel like, where we can make it work. Sorry, guys, if you're, like, here for science. Like, I mean, we're still learning something, so get over it. Anyway. Okay, guess number two is that it used to be used for flying, but then as they've evolved, they needed the wings more as paddles for, like, swimming. So now they swim with their wings, and they can't fly with them, but they used to be used for flying. Now they swim with them. They're almost like arms. And they also maybe hug each other with them to get a little bit intimate with Bay or whatever. How's that? Ding, ding, ding.
Yes. Yes.
That was so easy, y'all. Maybe my brain just expanding.
You got it really fast.
I honestly just like, I thought about this one a lot on the way here. See, this is what happens when I plan ahead. The podcast gets boring. But I have so many stories I want to tell that I'm not really mad that that was quick.
So should I read the actual answer?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the answer. So it's possible that a penguin's inability to fly comes from their location. Since penguins have always lived near water, millions of years ago, they had to rely on the ocean for their source of food. Over time, they adapted to become more of an aquatic bird, exchanging their true wings for flippers. And other scientists suggest that getting off the ground took too much effort for a bird that spent so much time in the water. So over time, they've adapted to their surroundings and decided to become expert swimmers instead of flyers.
I love it. That's easy.
Yeah.
That's a chill as fuck answer.
Yeah.
It's not super complicated.
Nature.
Nature be like. No, that's actually, that makes sense to me. I mean, I've seen penguins swim and they're actually pretty badass at it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like pretty badass at that.
They're awesome in the water.
They are. And like, it's inspiring.
They can outswim sharks and stuff.
Can they really?
Like seal. I think seal is the biggest predator that they have.
That's really, really impressive.
Yeah.
Well, penguins, I'm so proud of you, but it's about time we talk about me, I think. This podcast should literally just be renamed, like, Conceited Diaries. Emma talking about herself only. I just, like, love speaking. about me and telling stories. I'm like, it's fine. That's like what we, whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace Blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
So what did I, okay, because I literally just said 2 minutes ago what I was going to talk about at the end of the podcast, I don't even need to ask. I just can remember because that's how quickly it went by. First, I'll talk about my celebrity crushes over the ages. So my first celebrity crush ever was the Jonas Brothers. And I liked them for many reasons. Number one, because they're from New Jersey and my dad is from New Jersey. So like there was like that cute little personal connection. I was like, ooh, ooh. So that was cute. Then I also liked them because they were cute and I liked their music. And my favorite was Nick Jonas. I thought he was, well, I always have liked curly hair and Nick Jonas had curly hair. So I was like, oh shit. I guess I have to stand. I guess I gotta. So that was like my first. Oh, wait, no, I had a crush before that. So I used to watch, I didn't have cable growing up. So I'd watch PBS Kids, which is like the free network that comes with like every TV. And there was a show on there called Fetch with Ruff Ruffman. Okay. And it was basically a show where these kids would go on like scavenger hunts. I don't even remember the premise of the show, but they were like, each season would have a new group of kids, right? That would do these like challenges. They would have to like, I don't really remember how the show worked. Anyway, there was another curly haired little kid on there that I was fucking obsessed. Oh my God. Obsessed with him. I can find a photo on Google so I can show you guys what he looked like. If I can find it. I think his name was like Lucas. Wait, no. Luca from Fetch with Ruff Ruffman. It's so random. The show was so good. My dream was to go on the show and I never could go on it because like, how do you do that? I'm going to look up Fetch with Ruff Ruffman cast. I need to find a picture of this kid. Anyway, I was like obsessed. Oh my God, I was so unhappy. Oh my God, I found him. Oh my God, I fucking found him. Oh my God, I found him. What's his name? That's not him. Okay, wait, I want to show you guys him. Okay, like why? Wait, in retrospect, why? This is so random.
Oh yeah.
How random is that?
That is random.
Like so random, but I loved his hair. And I just like, and he was just so pretty to me. I was like, oh my God, wait. This is so random. Like that is so random.
That's like really curly hair.
Yeah, no, I love that. I was like, he looks so in his hair. Oh my God. Yeah, I get it. He kind of like is, that was like my type like forming.
How long ago was that?
Oh, that was when I was like 5.
I wonder if he still has all that hair.
No, he doesn't. I Googled it. I've seen him since. I like Googled it and I was like, oh my God, maybe I'm about to slide into the DM or something. And then I looked and I was like, no. Okay. So he's also like way too old. He's so much older than me. But anyway, so that'd just be like fucking weird. But that was my first, that was probably one of my first celebrity crushes. Then it was Nick Jonas. Then it was MagCon. No. Then it was the actor from Diary of a Wimpy Kid. The main character from Diary of a Wimpy Kid. His name was Anthony. What was his name? Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Actor. Oh my God. This one, you guys are going to laugh so hard when you see this one. His name is Zachary Gordon. Yeah, yeah. I was obsessed with him. Okay, wait.
What?
The fact that this is my celebrity crush.
Oh no. Show us.
What the fuck? He's like the most obvious looking 10-year-old. Holy shit.
Who is... Oh, Diary of a Wimpy Kid? Oh my God.
What the fuck? He literally looks like every other 10-year-old. Like, I don't get it. Then I liked MagCon, which was like, whatever. I was like, oh my God. Wait, that was fucking hysterical. That was like unlocking like a fever dream. That is so fucking funny to me. Holy shit. Yeah, so Zachary Gordon from the Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie was my next crush. And then MagCon. So, yeah, and then apparently we had Timothy Chalamet. That was like, that one happened. So who's next? Oh, Cole Sprouse was in there for a while, actually, too. Yeah, so those were all my celebrity crushes. Not really that interesting, but I mean, it is kind of fun. I actually love hearing who people's celebrity crushes is. It's very telling. It kind of like explains what their type is, which I think is so fascinating. Like, it's so fascinating what people's type is, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, and it's so specific. Like, my friends have such specific types.
Who do they like?
So one of my friends, well, I mean, I have, okay, so it depends. One of my friends is super into tall guys, like Lonely likes tall guys, like whatever, like loves like tall, kind of like really, really athletic guys, mm-hmm. Shaggy hair, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like exposing a bitch right now. Sorry. Well, I didn't say who it is. It could be any of my friends. One of my other friends likes more like sensitive type of like creative guys that are more like artsy.
Okay.
And then my type is like, I don't think I can expose myself like that. No, like straight up. It's.
You have to.
Do I have to? I kind of want to. I think it's kind of fun. So this is always my type, but it hasn't always ended up being, you know, it's weird because you have like a type that like is like, this is like whenever I see someone like this, it's like automatically like, yes. But like, well, number one, curly hair. I love that. I mean, it's not like it doesn't have to be like that.
Yeah.
But like, if it is, I'm like, fuck. I love like, I just like love surfer boys and skater boys. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I just like love that. And I always have for my whole life. And it's just like, I don't know why. Okay. I like a certain style and like aesthetic way people like, that's just like attractive to me. But I also feel fucked up because like, some people don't, like, if they don't fit that, it's not like I'm going to be like, oh, I'm not dating you. But that's just, like, weirdly, everybody has a type, okay? So I like, a certain kind of skater style, you know? Love beanies and, like, you know, pants that are, like, a little bit too short. Like, and, like, socks. And, like, what else?
Dreadlocks? No.
I've never liked a guy with, actually, I haven't seen a guy with dreadlocks in a long time. But, like, yeah, like, I don't know why that's my type, but, like, there it is. Also, like, definitely I like more, like, a sensitive guy, I think.
Yeah.
And an artistic guy than
a bro.
Yeah, I feel like I've always been, well, I think you like what your dad is like a lot of the times.
Yeah,
a lot
true.
Of people I've heard that's, like, a big thing. Like, they like people that are like their dad. My dad is very skater, surfer boy, guy, man, and he also is very sensitive. He's very creative. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's kind of what I've liked in guys ever since. So maybe that's like a scientific thing. I wonder if that's a scientific thing. Next Stupid Genius episode. Why do you want to date people that are kind of like your dad sometimes?
You want to date your dad.
Yeah. No, see, that's, oh my God. That's like, that's the one thing I was like thinking about that when I was saying it. I was like, is that weird? But I don't think that's weird. I think it's just that's what makes you feel comfortable, yeah. Maybe because you like grew up around that energy. So you want that energy in a guy.
I think it's true. I think it might be the same for guys.
Or a girl, maybe with mom or maybe vice versa. I don't know how it works. I don't understand that psychology. Not psychology. Wait, did I already talk about that once? I think I was talking about this with, who was I talking about this with? I was talking about this earlier. Oh, I had a meeting earlier and I was talking about this with someone. It's like, or no, who was I talking about this with? Maybe I was talking about the man. It doesn't fucking matter. It literally does not matter. I wonder every day. I always wonder if I know right now who I'm going to marry.
Hmm.
Was I talking about with you?
Maybe.
Okay. I don't know. But I always wonder like if I know now who I'm going to marry, like if I know them in real life.
Okay, no, we haven't talked about this.
Okay, yeah, like, because, okay, if you think about it, people end up marrying people that, like, you do not expect. Like, they could end up, you could reconnect with, like, your fucking third grade best friend and be like, you know what, actually, we kind of vibe, low-key, let's get married.
That's true.
Or, like, I don't know, you just don't know. Or, you know, the, like, people that you're talking to right now, you could marry them. Like, you don't know. That's what's fucking crazy about it. Like, I wonder with my friends, too. I mean, I don't think my friends listen to this, so thank God. Because I'm going to expose your ass. I wonder, like, if, you know, when I'm, like, looking at my friends with the people that they're dating right now or, you know, whatever, people that they have dated, I'm like, what if they end up marrying those people?
Yeah.
Like, you just wonder. It's so fucking interesting to me. And for some reason, that's always been interesting to me. I always love to see, like what's going to happen? It's like we're at a pivotal age. So it's so interesting to watch, like, your friends, like, oh, I think they're going to date forever. And then they break up and they're like, oh, who's next? It's just so interesting. And then, like, you look back. It's like, it's weird when you're living something right now that you know that you're going to look back on in, like, 6 years and be like, oh, shit, I had no idea in that moment that that's what was being formed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Even, like, friendships. Like, if I would have known, like, a year ago that I would be as close with, like, my friend Amanda as I'm close, my friend Olivia, who I was already, like, homies with, introduced me to my friend Amanda, I had no idea we were going to be literally best friends. Like, and the three of us were going to be best friends when we, like, met. Like, I was, like, I remember I, like, met her the first time I met her. I told her, like, the most fucking embarrassing, vulgar stories about myself. And, like, I was, like, why'd I do that? And then, like, now later, I'm like, well, because I feel so connected to her automatically, I just, like, felt not weird about doing that. And little did I know that, you know, she would then become part of all my embarrassing vulgar stories. So that's cute. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. So I wonder, I'm excited to, like, look back on my life right now in 6 years and be like, bitch, you were so stupid. This episode is brought to you by Azo Vaginal Health Products. Most women will experience a yeast infection during their lifetime. I know I have. Okay. Sorry, TMI. TMI. It's time to stop giving women's health the silent treatment. That's what Azo products are for. They have an entire line of products designed to help balance your vaginal pH and protect your vaginal health. Azo Complete Feminine Balance helps restore the balance of good bacteria, and for protection from yeast and urinary tract issues, try Azo Dual Protection. Azo, care that goes there. Save 20% with the promo code podcast at azoproducts.com. That's azoproducts.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Anyway, enough of that. I want to talk about now what happened to me at Whole Foods and why I'm never going in public again. So basically, as we know, recently I've been loving TikTok. And so, like, I watch TikTok a lot. And so, and I love it, right? It's great. I can't stop. I'm like, I have so many people I love watching on TikTok. I'm like, I, like, stan TikTokers. Like, there's certain TikTokers I'm, like, genuinely, like, a fan of. And, like, I love them so much, you know? Like, I, like, love their, I, like, get excited about their, it's like, it's the new wave. Like, they've really, really, TikTok tapped into some algorithm. And, like, follow me on TikTok at Emma Chamberlain. Just got verified on there. I got super excited. And I got the username I wanted. So, like, we're set on there. So go follow me and then tell me what I should make TikToks about. That's not really how TikTok works. I actually have an idea for a TikTok that I...
Oh, sorry.
No, you're good.
I was just going to ask, what is it?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I can't tell you yet. It's a surprise.
Okay.
But it has to do with the fact that I saw this sign in a bathroom that was so funny, so I took a video of it. So I'm going to throw it into a TikTok later and, like, make a TikTok about it because I just, like, got a really good idea for it. So anyways, we'll see if it ends up going in the For You page, which is, like, the Explore page on TikTok that helps you get discovered on TikTok, which is where I literally find all my favorite TikTokers. But anyways, so I'm in Whole Foods and I'm grocery shopping with my friend. With Amanda, and we had just, like, worked out, whatever. We were, like, just chilling. And then today, so that was a few days ago. And then today I'm, like, looking on through my tagged photos, and I see that, like, some TikTokers filmed me grocery shopping and added the song, like something like stinky, because, like, you know, everybody thinks I, like, don't shower or whatever. And I was like, oh my God, I don't think I can go in public ever again. Yeah, I don't think I can. I don't think I can grocery shop again. I think I need to, I'm going to now create a company just for me that only I'm going to use called TikTok Radar, TikToker Radar, so that I can hide from TikTokers. No, I actually love TikTokers though, so that's why I was sad. I was like, fuck. Like, I thought that, like, TikTok was, like, my safe place, but then I'm going through the For You page and I see me being made fun of. Oh, my God. No, but it's okay. It's fine. I'm just laughing it off. I feel like this is, like, middle school all over again, me being fucking bullied while I'm trying to just, like, exist. That's, like, middle school vibes, low-key. Like, I felt like when I was like, oh, my God, this is something that would have happened to me in middle school except TikTok edition. Moral of the story is I'm just going to DoorDash from now on. And speaking of that, well, this... Today's sponsor is DoorDash. Kidding. Today's sponsor was DoorDash.
Yeah, it was DoorDash.
Yeah, so I'm just going to fucking, yeah. Well, you know what? I'm just going to wrap it up. I think today's episode, you know, we had fun. We talked about penguins and now it's time to go. Okay. Let me know if you want to see what kind of TikToks you want to see from me. I'm going to be a TikToker soon. Soon. I'm going to be your newest favorite TikToker. Just give me a few months to, like, come up with my TikTok voice, like, who I am on TikTok. I just don't know what that would mean yet. Anyway, I love you guys. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye, bitch.
I feel good.
Dad, are you singing to your cereal?
Come on, Ava. Silk almond milk starts the morning on a high note.
Silk almond milk.
With calcium, vitamins A, D, and E.
Feel plenty good.